Welcome to another episode of We Have a Microphone. And I think like last week, there was no threat of losing the microphone this week.
Stayed in the same place.
Yeah. So you come to this podcast to ensure that people have microphones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our main listener base is here for. Is for their weekly news about
great success.
Having or not having a microphone. This is the joke we do every week.
It's terrible.
Just so that our guests are aware. What do you mean it's terrible?
It's a solid joke.
It lasts week after week after week. All right, and I'm Hampton.
I'm Michael.
And this week we're joined by Lauren and Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay! There you go.
Exactly.
Michael's gonna start.
With the invite to be on this podcast. So hey, let's meet for drinks. Surprise! Do you want to be on a podcast?
I was only hoping this would happen in my life.
You're like, I just want to know people that when we go out on a casual Saturday night, they just go like, hey, look, I know this is awkward. After having a drink, do you want to be on my podcast?
Yeah, this is an entirely a San Francisco evening.
It really is.
Like, oh, let's go to the bar. Oh, do you want to be on my podcast? Sure.
Well, the cool part about this podcast is it's basically the same as hanging out, except thinking that just like 80 people are listening to you right now. Don't let that freak you out.
This is the thing.
We have a big audience.
When people hang out with me, all the golden nuggets of wisdom I bestow upon them, it's just me and them.
Right. That's what we thought.
This is just a megaphone.
We get kind of drunk, and then we talk to each other, and we think, that's really, like, other people should hear this. Yeah.
The world needs to hear my thoughts on, like,
everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're on Twitter. It's the same shit.
Okay.
Like, I had a thought, and I need to share it with everybody on the planet.
Mine are
usually about tacos and burritos, and that's about it. Or whiskey.
And makeup.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. New topic on this podcast.
I don't know that any of you would really...
Wait, I'm
interested.
...care to know.
I mean, I don't really care, but... Like,
did
all
you
I know...
Star Wars makeup or your Louboutin?
Louboutin?
Louboutin. He came out with the thing. The toy. Oh my god.
Louboutin?
So
like the
I,
shoes?
Like, I have, like, if you were to ask me, like...
Oh, like the... Jesse. Straight guy in the group. Just killing us.
See, okay. If you were to say, how much is lipstick, Jesse, straight guy in the
group? Is it the red color on the bottoms of Louboutin shoes?
I would say lipstick's like $20.
Many colors.
Oh...
Louboutin got into the makeup business.
Louboutin!
It's like
bring your car.
Times, it's like, I should hit
bring,
the table. My,
bring
like
your car
times.
To Louboutin, where we will lube your car.
He charges like $100 for lipsticks.
For one lipstick.
Yes!
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Nail polish is like $50. $50 for some red ass nail polish.
Wait.
It looks great.
And wait, you do have a job.
I do have a job.
And it would pay for your lipstick.
Exactly. It does.
So somebody here is judging you for spending your own goddamn money.
No judgment. I was just...
I could be the breadwinner.
Yes.
So...
I'm a kept man.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So
it's
perfect
my
point.
Money.
Yeah.
I wasn't shaming. I was just making a statement. That Christian Louboutin guy turns four times.
Louboutin.
Okay, cheers.
Okay,
for one.
Cheers with eye contact, because that's what we do. And
listeners
can't
see
the. Well, they can hear it. I think. I don't know. We don't do audio checks.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, you got to see as we clap into the microphone just to see
if
it works.
So
you're gonna make me laugh, and I'm gonna spit this whiskey.
So
it's
this
not
is
whiskey.
No. This is a Manhattan made with Rusty Blade gin.
So what's it called then?
I don't know. I'd have it.
A rusty Manhattan.
Rusty,
yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, sure. And I also poured a little bit of it on its own to sip on because it tastes a little bit perfumey, and
yeah.
I think that's the Rusty Blade gin.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, it has this weird. It's super like I don't know what that aftertaste is. I can only describe it as like herby.
Yeah, it's very
perfumey,
very.
Or like that's like a.
That's
fir
really
tree
good.
Shining
why don't
mouth
I drink this more?
Anyway.
Why? Yeah, I don't even know. Oh,
it's like a Christmas tree in my mouth.
Drink whiskey, and then the bar was drinking gin, and then we were talking about gin. And yeah. I was like, I really want to try this rusty gin. And you're like, by the way.
We already have it. Right. Yeah.
Come to our bar.
We don't fuck around right here.
Yeah, so rusty gin is like, it's a whiskey colored gin. I don't know. I think they age it, which you don't do for regular gins. Yeah, and it tastes super herbally and weird.
But this I could drink on its own.
Yeah. You can have that with that.
So I hated gin for the longest, like as a young drinker.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whiskey, definitely like this. Vodka, I guess this is a neutral element that you mix other shit with. And then gin was like, who put the pine cone in the vodka?
Yeah.
I just hated it. And then my friends got me on the gimlets, and it was our wedding, actually. Our wedding. I knew that I get way more hungover with brown liquors.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So, and I knew I liked whiskey, and my family was there, and I wanted to maintain composure. And so I drank gin all night, and that's when I learned to love gin was my wedding, because it was, you know, open bar that I paid for.
Also, bar. Also, you learned to love Lauren.
That's true.
That.
Before the...
That was
it was mostly gin.
It
was just gin.
Yeah.
Just
gin. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's funny, I feel like that's the straight guy list of liking things, is you start with whiskey and beer, probably.
This is one of the few...
Yeah, you're in the minority here.
Yeah.
The straight guy's in the minority.
Yeah, three of us really love dicks. And you're just like...
I love, like...
You're like, I got one.
I love one dick.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're in the minority.
That's true. So you do have some appreciation.
But I feel like beer and whiskey is like the go-to starter. Like everybody's just like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
For me, it was a very different experience. It's basically you start with vodka. You start with vodka. Because
no,
I'm like
a
sorority girl.
What are you mean? Like,
yeah.
But wait, as a straight woman, you start with schnapps.
No.
Hampton.
And this is a horrible story.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
First drinking.
So, his parents were out of town, and he's like, you know, let's hang out all weekend.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a euphemism.
Are my parents going to listen to this?
No, probably not. My mom, I hope, is not listening. All right,
mom,
yeah. She turned
listening.
It off at the...
This story is not true. Continue.
I'm making it up as I go.
Yeah. Not true.
Jesse decided he was going to buy red wine.
Okay. It's pretty classy.
Don't know what the wine was, but I had maybe...
Was it in a box? I mean,
no,
or a
no,
bottle?
It was
okay.
The first
bottle.
Like,
wow.
It was like the first step
that's
in the bottle.
We had bought two bottles
that's
of wine.
I made like $8 an hour.
Sorry,
no.
Two bottles of wine for young people is enough to destroy
up.
You.
But
okay.
We call
I
that an evening.
About two or three glasses of wine over the course of, what, six...
Of
7 hours?
Yeah, like a very long time. Because when I started drinking, I was like, beer, this is weird, of course, because I had Budweiser. And then it was,
like,
I drank
this
everything.
Tastes gross.
And the first thing that I drank and was like, I just like this out of the gate, was red wine. And so I thought, hey, red wine is the great first thing to get non-drinkers into.
Hmm.
And she was reacting crazy. And we put on a kind of complicated movie. We put on Lucky Number 11. Which was kind of like a Quentin Tarantino and Guy Ritchie ripoff movie.
Yeah, with Josh Hartnett, right?
Yeah. He's in a towel, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I remember
that. You should see it.
Josh Hartnett. Thumbs up for me.
It's a decent movie, but it is that kind of like Guy Ritchie, Quentin Tarantino, where there's seven characters. It's a crime thing. You gotta pay fucking attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to him, and she is blasted and giggling and rolling around. And I'm
after
like,
three
what
glasses
is
of
wrong?
Wine
what is
over
wrong?
7 hours.
This girl?
But that's called the first time you drink.
I was kind of vomiting.
Three glasses?
Yeah,
that's
glasses.
Impressive.
I
yeah.
was vomiting. So I was like laying on the
and
bathroom.
This is your third cocktail, so you've improved.
Yeah, good job.
I learned my lesson.
We drink a
we've all
hours.
Been there, yeah.
But
yeah.
So why were you vomiting so much after...
So, I learned, my first experience drinking, I learned that I'm allergic to red wine.
Mm. Oh, no.
I was sick the rest of the evening, and then all into the next day. I felt horrible.
Your friend, Samantha, who's like, whatever, some roundabout way, her dad knew somebody who knew somebody, got us free tickets to go to some not actual UFC, but MMA thing, which we have zero interest in, but it was free, and so we're like, sure, we'll go. And so you were literally, like, throwing up as we're driving to go see some MMA, which none of us had interest in.
It was a great experience.
And this was originally planned as a weekend sex fest.
Obviously.
Sorry. Okay. Is a closeted gay guy in high school who didn't drink in high school. College. I don't know. This was never a thing for me.
She was right for 21.
You were legal. Yeah. I waited until I was 22 to drink.
I'm European. So. I started drinking at 14. There is no judgment here.
But, like, I'm so jealous that that's a thing that could have happened in high school to somebody. Like, even as terrible as a story, oh my gosh, my parents would have murdered me.
Wait, so there's, okay, so I pay attention enough on Twitter to get most of the things, but the thing that I missed this week was the Netflix and Chill. And so people were already making jokes. Yeah. See, Hampton.
You don't know Netflix and Chill?
See, thank you. Okay. Somebody's confused. This is perfect. So people were already making, that joke had been made, the ship had sailed, and they already knew
something about it, and I'm still trying to.
And I was confused. So I tweeted out, somebody said, why is everybody talking about Netflix and Chill? And they said, some company made a joke out of it. And I was like, no. reverse that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Netflix and Chill is. And I'm like, it means, like, come over and fuck. Like, come over, let's have sex. And I was like, wait, that's a thing? And I'm like, yeah, it's came out this week. It's teen code for come over and fuck. Yeah. My parents aren't home. I am so, like, just flabbergasted and jealous of the 16-year-olds who just have enough confidence to text each other like, what's Netflix and Chill?
But
cool.
That is pretty.
And then it just happens. What is
there
that?
That
was not my high school.
There had to have been an equivalent in high school.
Like,
I just didn't know about it.
Nobody
didn't know about it.
Yeah, nobody was being that explicit. Like, if it happened, it was more like, let's hang out, and then, and then you'd, like, maybe have sex.
So, like, when I was in high school, I knew one other gay kid in my class at the time. Not really publicly, but we knew. We'd run into each other on gay.com, which back in the late 90s was the place. The chat room there for your city was
this
the place.
Like, this is like Black Planet for gay people.
Like, what?
Do you remember Black Planet? That was like.
I don't know what that.
No, but.
That was like the Black MySpace.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there sorry. And you interrupted your story.
No, it's fine.
Like, internet. Yeah. It's like kind of shut down now.
Okay.
It's a.
Yeah.
Kind of shut down.
Kanye references it in. Get 'em High.
Hmm. There you go.
So anyhow,
anyways,
there was, and I like ran to this high school kid I kind of knew, except like he was into very older guys. That was his thing.
Wait, what is high school till?
And what
like
is
18?
Very older?
Yeah.
He was 14. I mean, the police can. I think statute of limitations have passed, so I'm not going to out him too much. And he was into guys, I guess, who are my age now. So like early 30s. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's,
and now he's now in his 30s and is in the guys in their 50s. So
at least he's consistent.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
I mean, I don't feel like there was actually
a 20 year buffer.
This is, when I was a kid, I was like, I knew this wasn't a victim thing for him. Like, he was just like, I know what I want. I don't know what happened younger in his life. It must have been some dad shit. Let's just be clear.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear.
I don't
want to
know.
Yeah, I don't either. But whatever. Like, I wasn't going to totally snitch. I just knew he was into them. I don't know exactly what happened.
Snitch?
You didn't snitch at all.
I don't know what. I just knew that he was in here, and
I
knew what we were doing.
Like unironically in a long time.
Well, hang out with the older generation.
Yeah, there you go.
The older generation here, we keep it alive, like it's 1995. Lauryn Hill is still.
So this is my feeling old moment. My mother texted me recently. And she said, I don't remember the song. It was something like, she's like, your dad and me are having a fight about the lyrics in that song. It's the Stanky Leg. I know, like, I'm from Ecorse. Ecorse, if you don't know, is kind of a ghetto suburb of Detroit.
Okay.
I thought it was Charlotte International Airport, their E-Concourse, which I spent a lot of time in. Okay.
Mother grew kind of the hood. Anyways, she knew all the dances. I'm like, what are you talking about, Mom?
Yeah.
I Google this. Apparently, like, number one single from some 14-year-old looking dude called Silento. And it's a song where he just yells about dances called the Nene and the Stanky Leg.
Oh.
And it's apparently a giant hit, but because, like, my... Because the internet, and because I don't have cable, like, I can very much filter, like, what comes in.
Yeah.
So my mother's like, I'm watching Ellen and seeing Silento and hearing about young people music. And I'm
wow.
like, oh, my God.
Like, you're like, John Oliver didn't mention that.
Yeah, I'm like, where is this on Weekend
Update?
I totally miss this. So,
well, wait, I have to wrap up the weird friend story.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying in high school, exactly. No, I just, like, I had so little idea that there could have been, like, a fun weekend, because the only guy I knew who that would have been an option was, like...
Is your dad home as well?
Yeah, like, right! And you're just like, you're like, okay, I clearly am a weirdo. Well, rare.
Mm-hmm. Where, what?
I'm not
what's
fitting
the,
in. Well, Florida. The southern, the northern
so
part and
sorry.
Southern part. Yeah, yeah.
I am so sorry. Wait, North
Christian
North
High
Florida.
School. Yeah, Christian High School and all.
Oh, we bonded over this.
Yeah, yeah, of course we have. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Michael's the only one here who had a functional, normal childhood.
Although,
yeah, we
where they were just
weird
actually
Christian
nice.
Upbringing.
Sorry,
three
my,
of us did.
My
yeah.
high school, or sorry, my primary school, elementary school, mm-hmm. I had to do the Lord's Prayer every day. We only sang
yeah, but they
laughed
during it.
Yeah,
no,
it was totally
like
it's state school.
Public schools in the UK
do.
You say the Lord's.
Yeah,
wait. We talking the
yeah.
Our
Father,
our Father. Yeah.
You said that shit in like
in
England?
State in government sponsored school,
free school. If
you,
you
know,
go
the
to
Queen
school.
Is the head of the church, obviously. No, so it's totally fucked up when I actually realized
that's
how
wild.
Fucked up coming to the US, which in some ways is a lot more progressive in terms of religion, at least in
and
theory.
Some ways, so much further
in practice.
So
well, because it doesn't matter to them.
But
it's
yeah,
not a real
because
thing.
It's
that's
like
the,
it's just a rote thing.
Yeah,
and like we used to have. I remember this one guy, and sorry, we had all the cool pastors would come in from all the different, what do you call them, factions, sects, whatever, like a Baptist. Right, there you go. So we had the C of E guy come in who was always very dry
factions.
And beardy.
They're, we call them
factions. Christian factions. And then you had the Baptist guy. So Baptists in the UK are super cool and like edgy.
Wow.
And so the guy
but
would come in.
But not strict in particular Baptists.
Wait, Baptists?
Yeah,
yeah.
The Baptists are the stuffy ones here because they
yeah,
don't
yeah,
speak
yeah.
in tongues, man.
Well, so the Baptists in the UK do speak in tongues, but they're pretty cool.
This is the part of the
and
podcast
so,
where anybody who didn't have a religious upbringing
yeah,
is just
like,
what the fuck are they on about?
Speaking in tongues,
yeah.
Oh my God.
No, so it? The Baptists would come in and be like, so I have a friend who said, I hate Star Wars. And I was like, whoa, which Star Wars do you hate? And they're like, I haven't seen them all. And that's how I feel about the Bible. You have to read the whole Bible before you can say it's shit. Oh, well, he didn't say shit because we're like 13. But I was like, whoa, he's talking about Star Wars? I should go see this. And totally missed the Christian message in it. But a lot of guitar playing, a lot of artists would come in.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to one baptism for my friend and they tried to convert me and it didn't really work because it was a bit lame.
Didn't work.
A bit lame. anyway.
No, so this brings up a good point. This is not going to get heavy, I promise. But like the Catholics, like, every Catholic I grew up super Protestant, evangelical Protestant, like the same to the listeners, whatever Sarah Palin is into, that's what I grew up in. And so I would hear, oh, Catholics, like they read the Bible, they follow the Bible, they go to church, but it was always very much the perception of Catholics just kind of do this thing, but don't take it super seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so now
yeah, definitely.
As an adult. Everyone I know who grew up kind of how I did has a hard line in the sand, and they are either double down and they are super in it, or they're like me and they're like, no.
Yeah.
And I still know a lot of very smart, very
nice
people that I respect who are like, yeah, I'm Catholic, and I'm like, wait, but what do you think? You know, and I want to like pin the, and they don't buy into the line in the sand thing. And then it's very hard for my brain.
Yeah, because it's so laissez-faire. It's just like, being this means that you're close to your family, or like you don't eat fish. No, you only eat fish on Friday.
Yeah.
You only eat whatever. I don't know. But like, you know, it's just like
you can't eat like cow and pig, but you can eat
on
fish
Fridays.
Fish is the only meat.
Okay.
Is that all year, or is that
no? It's just Fridays.
Yeah,
just Friday. Wait, every Friday of the year though.
I thought it was during Lent.
It's during Lent.
Oh, I thought that was every. I don't know.
No, that's
know.
Why they have, like,
there's
fish
no
fries.
Papers here.
Yeah,
and
I thought that was
fries.
All through the year.
Fish fries, yeah, fish fries.
Oh, that is something that blows my mind.
Midwest
you
french fries.
You can't eat red meat, but you can fry your fish.
You're giving it up.
Hey, you can't pet a fish.
That's true.
That's why. If you can pet it, you can't eat it on a fry.
I could pet a fish, I think.
There's one of those, like, yeah, you're supposed to tickle the trout, right? Isn't that a way you can catch things? I've seen hillbilly ham fishing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, put your hand out.
Yeah.
Are you about
and
the,
you tickle
the, like,
the
swamp people that get in.
Yeah,
and, they, like,
and you like
catch
put your
them.
And you
wait.
The catfish, the catfish.
Yeah, and you
catfish
like
that shit is
catfish ham ham.
Yeah.
I like that that was in 30 seconds. We went from papist beliefs and how much you actually logically
to
believe in it.
Hillbilly hand fishing.
That was Michael, that was a Linton segue
that was,
right there.
No, that wasn't a Linton segue.
No?
Linton segue.
That was better than a Linton segue.
True, because that was an actual segue. This wasn't like, okay, I'm bored with this topic now. Let's talk about something else.
You actually just
we actually flowed.
The Linton segue is when Michael has decided that he just wants to change the subject.
I'm done with this.
So he just, it's very awkward. It's always ham-fisted.
This wasn't awkward.
No.
It's natural.
This was very natural.
Fish and then you
but you can't just
powder.
Leave the audience. They're like, oh, here comes a really intense, interesting, personal discussion.
And it's
no,
whiplash.
And
it's
now,
like
we're
like
into, now we're into ham-fishing.
We're talking about people from Hampton's part of the land who stick their arms in water and catch
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're
it's slightly
about
different.
The fact that we're fondling fish.
Well,
yeah,
I've never gone
like
ham fishing, or at least
like
you cannot prove it.
I know, they can't see my tickle.
Been fishing. I am an honorary Boy Scout.
Really?
She's like,
what
she's
does that mean?
Literally everything.
I don't know.
Like, she's literally everything. She's an Indian Trail Guide,
yeah,
a Boy Scout, and a Girl Scout. It's insane.
Do you go
wait,
through,
did you
like,
do Indian
ten?
Guides?
I did.
What?
I did.
I mean, this sounds pretty racist on the, I mean,
I think it kind of is.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a single
oh, it definitely, a lot of the shit we did as 8-year-olds was super racist.
It's all white people. I don't think there's
but
a
it
single
was
man.
It's like put on a headband with a feather sticking out.
No.
It was crazy.
I had a couple headbands with feathers in them.
Oh, jeez.
And it's not because my parents were like, we don't respect Native American culture and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It was, that was the thing.
Well, that's different. My parents were like that.
Yeah,
they were just like,
I respect.
Just felt like I would walk in a door as a 6-year-old and somebody would just hand me a headdress. I'm like, all right, put this on. This is cool.
That's what we do.
I don't know. I had a vest with like pony beads on it and
I don't know. What's a pony
bead?
Pony bead.
Those like little plastic beads that
you put in a row, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds pretty cool.
That's what
like a ponytail. It looks like a ponytail, like their lines,
like
right? I think.
Pony is like $5.
It's just a plastic bead. That's
wait, let's try this. Okay. Wait, anyways. We have a special guest to answer this question. Alexa, what's a pony bead?
I can't find the answer.
Okay,
to
Alexa.
All right, well, nobody knows. Nobody
Alexa
knows.
Alexa is still rubbish.
Nobody knows.
Oh my god, is that one of those things?
It's
yeah,
one of those
it's
things.
Shit
anyhow, so
together,
my Indian guys, here's my Indian guys' experience. It was a bunch of dads.
You're the only person I know that knows what this is.
There's a bunch of dads who are rich, my dad being by far the poorest, and we were pretty rich, so we're just being clear here. And they would basically take us out to the woods and get really drunk. They would get drunk.
They would bring beer.
Oh.
Or
and they would buy, like, big tents. Everybody would have, like, a whole setup, like a little mini thing. This was, like, the anti-Boy Scouts. Like, there was no...
stayed in Indian guides much longer. I was a Girl Scout.
Yeah, well, where they take it seriously.
Oh,
like you have to work hard.
That shit seriously.
Wait, what are the levels? It's like a what are the levels of Girl Scout? There's four, right?
That was a lot.
A brownie. And
that's the only one I know.
Junior.
Wait, do you have rainbows?
Oh, there's rainbows.
Okay,
there's
so it's rainbows, brownies. Yeah.
No,
there's rainbows.
Actually, in the U.S., there's no rainbows.
Oh, okay, in the U.K., there's rainbows.
There's rainbow patches.
Oh.
That counts.
I feel like...
Sorry, I'm warm. I'm opening the door again.
Yeah.
Oh, you can...
So, just so you know, you may hear some strains of Billy Joel, who is playing a concert right now.
Very nearby our house.
Very nearby our house.
Darth Vader's hammer.
He can kind of hear him. They can't hear him.
Wait, who? What is it? Billy Joel does Piano Man.
Yeah, sure.
Is that
that's
it?
All I would. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
Billy
all I got
Joel
too.
As a guy that a lot of dads like.
Wait, okay. Alexa, who is Billy Joel?
No, don't encourage her.
William Martin. Billy Joel is an American pianist.
Pianist.
And composer.
They probably can't hear us.
That's it. That's all we can.
There's an internet meme going around showing the current face of Billy Joel. and
the man
Darth
of
Vader.
Many spread
Darth Vader,
faces.
End of Return of the Jedi when he's demasked and he's dying and he says the touching thing to Luke.
So
yeah, they look a lot alike. Don't judge me.
I parcel Billy Joel in with Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty.
I do.
And people who I don't
there.
Really
yeah.
know, they never made it across the Atlantic.
Wait, Bruce never made it?
No,
he
really.
Did not. The boss.
He barely made it in America.
Bruce.
But you did. Wow. Just trying to make this podcast hot.
I don't care.
Controversy.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't
have some feelings about
Let's go.
Bruce
Let's go.
I know that's.
Let's go. I'm going to say this on this podcast. I don't give a shit about Bruce Springsteen.
That doesn't offend me. I mean, that's your own personal like. Bruce Springsteen is irrelevant, or Bruce Springsteen hasn't contributed to American music, or Bruce
whoa. Okay, so
I'll go with the first one. I'll go with the first one.
So Bruce Springsteen is to the U.S. What is to the U.K.? Like the Beatles?
Ooh,
Blur?
No. Oh shit! What's that guy's name?
the guy! I know, the guy. The guy who sings.
Clark. No, he's a weird old dude who just sings a lot of music, and...
What?
Cliff Richard! Oh god, that's...
He's the Cliff Richard of the U.S.
I don't know who that is.
It wasn't... You know more than he knows, because
like,
you
okay,
should just kind of
recite.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
You got 30 seconds. Why is Bruce Springsteen
defend
something
Bruce
we should even be talking about more than 10 seconds on this show?
Oh my god, wait, just listen to the first 30, okay, we're talking 30 seconds, the first 30 seconds of Thunder Road,
Thunder
one.
Road? Is that an album song?
It's a song, it's
okay.
The first song on Born to Run.
Really excited
I know, right?
Yeah.
So good, like, so Bruce represents a lot of, musically, oh my god, this, I'm gonna shut up now.
Keep going, no, go, mm-hmm. go, quick, you got 10 seconds left.
He represents a lot, both musically and culturally, about America, and then, like masculinity, and kind of like Midwestern good old boy values. Like,
but he's
right,
from
like,
New Jersey.
Women love, like,
and he critiques it?
Super,
or it's just
like,
straightforward?
Both? But that's the thing, right? Like, he's the working guy. He's the working guy, but he's like super Democrat.
That was
women
the adult.
Men love him. Men want to be him. He's handsome.
I don't want to be him.
We watched.
I'm good.
We watched.
I don't
want to
be from Jersey. Fuck off.
We watched the final Daily Show episode, and Bruce was on there playing with giant biceps. And Lauren,
okay.
You were getting all hot and bothered. So don't
That's
even.
That's why
don't
I
even...
will take Bruce Springsteen. Like
he,
I need to look him.
He's got
up
a good personal trainer. He's got a good personal trainer.
He's like, no, like, there was a picture going around him shirtless like this year, and he's fucking ripped.
I mean, he looks a little bit
That's
like.
Him now.
And, oh yeah, he's an also
right
an amazing
okay.
songwriter.
Right now, look at him.
I mean, okay, that's it's kind
sure.
of like a handsome Kevin Spacey.
What?
And Kevin Spacey?
I would totally.
Yeah,
you
totally
Spacey.
Say Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Michael and I agree with
like,
this. High five.
Look.
Still
Kevin
yeah,
Spacey.
That's Kevin Spacey.
Look at that.
Yeah, I get
it.
It's
not Kevin Spacey.
I see it.
Hold
I see
on,
it.
Kevin Spacey.
We're discussing very visual stuff. On
I know, I know. This is...
Oh,
but
they're fine. The audience doesn't
they
give
can
a shit.
It out.
Look, if
they
listen,
just look up, just Google...
Yeah.
Google Kevin
if they're
Spacey.
Listening,
Google Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
That's
look.
Not the
it looks. Look. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
no!
I got it.
It's totally
I see
the
it.
Same.
I totally see it.
He's side
yeah.
by side.
Right,
I'm going to tweet a picture.
You,
I don't know how to
you...
do side by side right now.
Follow at Wham Show.
And we will tweet a picture of Kevin Spacey next to Bruce Springsteen.
No.
And we will
it's,
see if they are the
no.
same person. Have you no. seen them in the same room together? I haven't, personally.
Look,
no.
All I'm saying is if yeah. you can listen to Nebraska all the way through and not be moved, you're just dead inside.
Wait,
okay.
If
what
I...
does it make you feel, Jesse?
What would it be? What would it? What it would be like to live in fucking Nebraska, which is sad.
Yeah.
You,
it
your
is,
mood.
It is a pretty sad record. Not gonna.
Okay, look.
That.
I probably couldn't listen if I really listened to a full Justin Bieber album and I listened to the whole thing and I really committed
wait.
To it. I'd probably feel moved at one point during it. So
you,
I reject your
wait,
test.
Wait. Justin
wait,
Bieber
yeah,
cried.
Let's get off of Bruce.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. This is
he
the VMAs,
cried.
Right?
We watched the VMAs and he
yeah.
cried.
When, wait, you did or Bieber did?
I'm just saying.
Bieber cried.
Yeah, totally.
No!
Absolutely,
I just
this
brought up a picture of Kevin Spacey
yeah,
right next
like,
to
no, okay,
Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, brothers, and this is the ugly one, and this is the one that gets all the ladies.
I see it
no.
in the eyes, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm
the
going
eyes,
to the left.
The eyes are
default.
Totally the same.
Are
the
you
nose
serious?
Is very
yeah,
similar.
Course.
You haven't seen
big forehead.
Bruce's biceps. I'm sorry.
The man okay. is right.
Uh-huh. I'm not an arm guy.
Yeah, but clearly Kevin Spacey's a more loving lover. It's like, true. He's more giving.
Maybe because he's gay.
Yeah, he totally is.
I don't know if I can prove that.
No,
sorry,
no, sorry, that was a non-journalistic statement.
Yeah, Kevin would cuddle with you, Bruce would go in the next room and, like, turn on SportsCenter.
Probably.
I'm okay with that.
And then fall asleep.
Listening to New
Jersey.
Kevin's
just like, I love you. I love you.
I can't, okay, I've seen him in everything, like, he's amazing, but since House of Cards, that character is, like, Kevin Spacey in my head, so now I just picture him talking with this weird accent.
That is perfect. That sounds amazing. That's exactly the way he sounds in that show.
I think Kevin Spacey
Handbilly
I'm
Hillbilly
so
hand fishing is what he does.
There's just something about him that says creep ass. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes,
wait, what was
I don't
the,
know why.
What was the first thing you saw him in? Was it Seven? Because that can
no.
lead you to
American Beauty.
Beauty.
Yeah,
Beauty.
But he's creepy in that. He's
yeah,
creepy in
yes,
a lot of things, actually.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's almost like he really...
Is it a typecast, or is that really him?
Or maybe he has a secret he's keeping from all of us that everyone knows that he won't share.
Very disgusting.
You know, that makes people seem creepy.
Wait, what has he been in where he's been endearing? There must be something.
K-Pax. Terrible.
Oh.
Terrible movie.
Horrible example.
He eats
yeah.
a banana with the peel on it. That's literally all I remember from the movie. I saw with my dad.
Also crazy.
I saw a secret preview of that movie where we had to rate it and stuff.
Really? Were you in New York?
Okay.
No, I was in Greenville. Yeah.
So when I was a barista going through college, somebody walked in and was like, "Hey, you want to go see the new Adam Sandler Kevin Smith movie?" And I was like, and they're like, "For free." And I was like, "Oh, I mean, free, sure." And we went and we did this same thing. We watched this.
Sorry, my immediate question would be, does free mean open bar?
Well,
or
so,
free for my time, which I should bill you for, asshole?
Yeah, it was weird. So we go,
sorry.
We see, I now pronounce you.
I'm rich now.
Chuck and Larry?
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we
have
to go see that one.
Yeah.
And we watched it, and it was like, okay. And we left. And as we're leaving, I felt so weird and bad. But as we're leaving, there's like very young people standing there with giant pads of paper and a pen. And they're like, "Sir, what did you think of the movie?" And I was like, okay. And they're just and there's just swarm. Like the entire theater is exiting, and there is like two people just being, "What did you think of the movie? What did you think of the movie?" And they're just scribbling as fast as they can. And I'm like, "What is what is this doing for the company?"
No. They just short round from the Indiana Jones movies.
I see, that's a thing. See, childhood is precious.
Okay. I don't know where this is going.
Childhood is precious. And
that was a Linton segment.
That was the Linton segment. Okay, where are you going with this?
I refuse to let be ruined for me, and short round is one of them. Because he's a racist caricature.
Definitely.
I feel the same way about Birth of a Nation. I'm like, you know, I watched that as a
kid. My childhood.
that is not true. I am not.
He won't even watch
it. I won't even watch
Nation.
It. It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
I'm like,
yeah,
watch
right?
it.
No,
nobody's getting any royalties.
It's in my queue.
I know.
I'm like, I want to watch this. No one's
but
getting
I don't,
any dough for this.
I've seen it before. Nobody's getting any royalties. It's not like you're encouraging
know,
some sort of
but
shit.
In some way.
Just get really, really drunk.
And watch Birth
of a Nation.
That sounds
fun.
That's true.
Real
yeah,
fun.
You check that off the bucket list.
No, there are movies. This is why, so early, before the show, we were talking about how my wife Lauren and I used to watch all the Oscar nominees, and now we're kind of behind. And that's how I felt about 12 Years a Slave, where I was like, it was ominous. I was like, I definitely want to see this. This is super up there. I know it's going to be amazing. And we would sit down, it would be a Saturday night, and I would look at her and be like, 12 Years a Slave, and we were both kind of go, it's been a long week. Went to go to work. Do we really want to grapple with this?
No, Gossip Girl.
Right now? And then we would say no, and we would watch Gossip Girl or Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girls, and you judge Supernatural?
Gilmore Girls is real good, though.
Okay.
Oh, let's... you made it past the... There's a weird thing when you watch kind of semi-shitty things. We have to make it past some sort of... mental hurdle
Gilmore
where you're
Girls
like
pilot is gold.
You have to make it past a mental hurdle and you're like, okay, I will now accept this shitty show is good. And then you love it. And I agree. I can totally love Gilmore Girls. I'm not judging that at all.
We're just judging Gossip Girl, and that's fine. I give him a pass.
Real bad.
But that was my
Chuck
show.
Is fun. I love Chuck.
Wait, okay. Oh my god, has everybody here seen Gossip Girl?
No. I've only seen like the first season,
but I will not.
So she started watching
it. He has cute ties.
Okay, so I watched the OC.
He hates the ties.
I watched that season.
He hates and the scarves.
What?
Hold up.
Out of our house.
Let's talk.
Out!
I'm like, OC is my shit. This show is amazing. Oh my god. And this is 2004.
No!
We got Seth.
You're
Long
hurting me
about
when you
Death
say
Cab
those things. It's fine. But...
On national TV, which, okay, in 2004. Okay. Everybody knows Death Cab now, whatever. No, 2004, that was unique and cool.
So OC,
and
okay, Buffy, not okay.
So, okay, OC was, I was into. Then I hear this guy has another show. And I tried the pilot, it was terrible.
Wait, which guy?
The guy who made OC. He made Gossip Girl. So
really?
Fast forward 10 years, and I marry this one over here.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm going to watch Gossip Girl, and she puts on. And within the first 10 minutes, I wanted to kill them all. Like, just every one of them. And so the whole show, I'm just waiting for
Blake Lively is asking for it.
I'm just waiting for a killer to come in and kill them all. And so I nicknamed the show... I nicknamed the show Little Hitler.
Because
everybody on the show is Hitler. Just everybody is Hitler.
What?
But the Chuck.
But their dresses are like Poland, and they're using film in order to push their ideologies.
Is the worst actor I've ever seen. All he does is he just purses his lips real hard. Like he puts his lips together like a butthole, and he just looks serious.
Okay.
Well, some of us want to put their dicks in there.
I'm sure he was underage.
No,
he was like
28. He was like
all
five.
Those shows.
Yeah, they're like
guy,
right. Yeah,
a showrunner. No. OC was a.
You're not
deal.
Pervy. You can like any
like,
guy.
Like,
that
Ryan
show.
Atwood was 15 and he was in real life 28, and like it was. Yeah.
So is Pretty Little Liars the next?
That is
one?
The new.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Is that the
God.
New Gossip?
Okay,
which
I
haven't seen.
That
is also Little Hitler's number 2.
I would like to hear about.
I watched seasons 1 through 3. I think.
Wait.
There are already three seasons?
Mm-hmm.
There's like six seasons. I don't know.
Shit.
I don't
but
know
you
how
watched
many
this when...
Are.
So you were... At the time, you were job hunting, and when you would, like, get discouraged, and you would, like, pop on an episode, and then you...
It would turn
in
into, like, 12 episodes.
In a week, like, I would come home, and I would come home from work, and I'd be like, hey, honey, I was job hunting. She's like, it's really good. And then I'd look at the TV, and it would say, like, S2E07. And I'd be like, wait. Didn't you just start this 3 days ago?
Let's be honest. That's the way I disconnect. Let's watch garbage people do garbage things to each other.
Between each one you check, you're able to see if a job offer came in.
That's very true. Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, I worked out because overall she's in a better position than you. So,
woohoo!
Kept man now.
Well, alright.
Wait,
for now.
You do. Pretty Little Liars. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Why
should
it is
what?
The worst show on television.
No, you're sell it.
I have no way to sell that.
I don't even know
that
what the
show is really horrible.
Is it?
It's like Gossip Girl, right? It's just
saying
kids being
mean
to each other.
Gossip Girl is actually. I'm okay with Gossip Girl.
Okay. What is the...
It's
like,
ridiculous.
What is Pretty Little Liars? What is it about? I don't even know
Pretty Little Liars?
Educate us.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Wait, it's an ABC family. ABC family.
So Disney. It's a Disney drama.
Yeah,
because
okay.
ABC family got
Disney
real
owns it.
PG-13 in the late 2000s.
Is that good or bad?
Offspring.
Is that more or less?
Kind of
is that more or less sexy?
I don't know.
Oh, there's some
know.
Lovely ladies on Pretty Little Liars, let me tell you.
So, what are they lying about?
They're lying about...
Murder,
there's
I think.
Some, yes,
there's a murder?
There's a murder.
Okay.
Maybe?
Wait, maybe
there's a murder. I don't know. I didn't finish the show.
Oh.
Wait, you're on season 3. You finished through Netflix.
How many murders?
Season 6, and I already know who, like, the...
I got cheated on this. I got cheated on this myself. I know
so,
who it is.
The drama is that they get like updates from this text updates from this person called A.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A sends the. It is.
But with murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, with murder.
No, because A murdered somebody, right? Somebody died.
Maybe A murdered them.
No, A did murder them. I'm just gonna spoiler because I found out.
Great,
definitely the most recent thing. A murdered somebody,
that
and we found out who A was.
So this
bitch.
Is like I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I mean,
A is the hook guy,
brother.
who they killed on the road.
Yeah, so there was just drama.
Okay, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is in it, I hope. And who else was in I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Don't talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Wait, so you like Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Well,
you are so
90s.
You're so 90s. They're both wonderful women whose careers have been amazing.
Ask me if I like Sarah Michelle Gellar. You know, just ask me like if I like a good drink or whatever. Like,
yes.
She's a beautiful woman.
Same thing.
Really?
Fantastic actress.
I think she looks funny.
Beautiful woman, fantastic actress. Whatever.
I'm being judgmental of a woman's looks.
I agree
good
with you, though.
Jennifer Love Hewitt has a special place in my heart because
she's
a
great actress.
She's a great actress.
Looks funny.
In seventh grade, Jennifer Love Hewitt put on an Oscar-worthy performance on Party of Five.
In one of your wet dreams.
And
yeah.
And I had feelings, and I was
Jesse.
Like, I really respect her for her
brain
and her.
Can it
her
fit
acting.
In my whole
for her brain.
I don't
the
even
brain.
Know what is Party
was
of
it
Five.
Her brain?
Oh,
it was like a bad teen
so
drama.
It was a bad teen drama, but it was the launch vehicle for three main actresses. Nev Campbell on Scream was her thing.
Yeah.
And then Nev Campbell did Scream, so then they gave Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Did I Know What You Did? Okay.
Her, and then
who was the third?
And then Lacey Chabert.
Oh, I don't.
Who?
Got
that's
exactly,
not a person.
Oh, she's a lovely lady.
I don't think that's how you say her last name.
Alexa, who's Lacey Chabert?
She's gonna know.
I'm not sure what
Shampert.
It's like
Alexa.
Shampert.
Who's Lacey Chabert?
Alexa sucks.
No, Michael, ask the real question.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Do it.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, we know you didn't understand.
Alexa, who is Hampton Catlin?
Sorry.
It does know.
Sometimes
try it.
Could you try it?
Try it. Do it.
Wait, why are we off of Jennifer Love Hewitt again?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No, Alexa knows who I am, and
it's
one of those small things I hold onto in my life.
Party of Five.
That's
okay.
When people ask me, we were having a deep conversation the other day about career goals and dreams, and that's all I really want is just a little Wikipedia page that says Jesse invented X.
Yep.
Whoa! How did we get
that was
here?
A job.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Jesse wants
Jennifer
a job.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. She did great things. No, in seventh grade, everybody's got their thing when they hit puberty and then there's a lovely, attractive individual.
Right.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. There was Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and then a couple of whatever. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Objectively, they're all beautiful.
Well,
they're all attractive.
Yeah,
wonderful. But the one that I latched onto was Jennifer Love Hewitt. And so my whole locker was covered in Jennifer Love Hewitt at the Christian school, which I felt weird about. I felt weird about because
wait,
seniors...
is she Jewish or something? Like,
I'm
no?
learning so much right now.
So my locker in seventh and eighth grade was Jennifer Love Hewitt things that the girls gave me. My waiting friends knew that I liked her, and so they give me the things from Teen Beat and Tiger Beat. And then I would stick them up in the locker. No, Jennifer Love Hewitt is to this day though. That's the thing. To this day, I see Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I'm just like.
Wait, you see her to what does she
do?
Oh, she does that she does that show where she's a happy ending masseuse. No, this is post.
No,
Ghost Whisperer.
She was
in a show on Lifetime. She has a show on Lifetime where she's a happy ending masseuse.
Great. When you close your eyes, what picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt do you see?
I see her.
I just got it.
I see her staring.
You know that is.
I see her staring up at the trees, and I Know What You Did Last Summer. And she's saying she's yelling. I don't even remember what she's yelling. She's like, "What do you want from me?" or something. And she's very bouncy.
Bouncy.
Okay. That's a good. So, who are your high school? We already know your answer.
Streetman,
who has dominated the conversation about
high school titties.
Let's talk about dudes we liked. So, I'm going to start because I know mine straight away.
I'm guessing it's going to be someone from Saved by the Bell.
No.
No.
I was born a Zach, definitely.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh my
was it
God.
Zach Slater?
Did you guys
no, Slater.
Slater?
Wait, was Slater?
We did not.
Get anyhow,
that. Slater was the brunette.
Yeah. Who's? I mean, I'm not gonna say no.
Yeah, Zach was the main guy. Slater was the sidekick who was
No, so
anyway.
Mine was JTT.
Yeah, well.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, and he did a TV movie much later when he actually was not a child. And, like, the abs. Just the abs.
But he was everybody's crush. Like, every girl I knew, like, had their whole locker covered with JTT.
Well, all right, well, that's what we had.
Like, he was the Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Except he was younger, right?
He was younger. He definitely was... No, I think he's... Alexa, how old is Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas died on April 24th, 2011.
What?
No.
That's not true.
What?
Alexa.
Alexa.
Don't
what? Oh,
shit. That's not a thing.
Oh, my God. This might be a emotional experience for him.
Sorry, I don't know. If people didn't hear, I don't know. If Jonathan Taylor... She just said he's dead.
He cannot be.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
The other...
He's not dead. Alexa's alive.
Why is this not loading?
No.
There's no
Shut
way.
Up, Alexa!
What is she
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
Alexa!
I don't know what Alexa was doing right
He's 33, now. So he's older than me, at least.
He's about almost a year older than you.
So
that was terrible. That was terrible.
Jennifer Love Hewitt or JLH.
What kind of bullshit did Amazon just give us?
Yeah, what
the listeners...
other... When you ask Amazon... Hey, give me JTT and or
Jennifer
Taylor Thomas.
Is
why did it come back with another Jonathan Taylor
36.
Thomas?
Okay.
I don't know who this person
so
was.
She's
yeah. just
than JTT.
She's
yeah.
she's very intriguing actually.
I mean,
she's a good actress.
Wow.
Anyhow,
I really
want to
know
what
she
that was.
Okay,
I was
so
afraid.
So Lauren, who's your
Wait,
crush
yeah.
or like?
Okay.
So you were JTT.
So
yeah.
There were lots of transitions. So I really loved. Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I don't know which
Wait.
One that is, to be honest.
He was,
Wait, is he
the
one that wore the skirt?
With the jaw. The
they
one
all
with the
have
jaw.
Jaws.
Yeah,
no, that doesn't mean.
Okay. No, my favorite Backstreet Boy was the one without a jaw. It was really hot.
What? Just chin.
Yeah, he just had like a top.
His
like,
name was Chinzy.
Skull.
What Justin was to NSYNC, what's his name? Nick?
Timberlake? No, wait. There was a Lance
Bass. Justin Timberlake was in
right?
two NSYNC. Nick was
oh,
kind
no,
of
no.
he had the butt cut. He had the blonde butt cut.
I don't know that he was like the no. He
but then
the
there was the dude that wore the like purple tiny round glasses and looked like he had the pencil like the John Waters mustache and wore a leather
he's
skirt.
Talking about
he wore like a leather skirt
you
and a John Waters mustache
Boys right now.
Yeah. Wait, so Hampton's looking
I'm
at
looking
Jonathan
JTT
Taylor.
Now.
Okay. Because,
oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
He's still cute.
Okay.
That's not him.
Where's a picture of
is Haley Joel Osment and James Franco. Okay, so we're looking up Backstreet Boys because one
Backstreet
of them.
Boys.
Which one? Wait, yeah. So which
okay.
one did you like again? What was his name?
I like Brian.
Brian.
Brian. All
right. So
Backstreet Boy Brian.
Stay tuned, audio listeners.
Our internet is going
mm-hmm.
so very slowly.
Oh, that's the one that you're talking about now.
Wait, which one? Okay, which one? In the,
wait,
that
which,
one.
Which one?
Yeah,
here?
That's
guy?
The same guy.
No, that's that guy.
Who are you? Wait.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. We're looking
which
at a picture of the Backstreet Boys, obviously.
I'm
visual.
Talking about him.
Oh, okay. He was the main
He's okay.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
handsome.
He's
no,
really
thought,
cute.
The one I was saying looked creepy
and
shit.
And he had heart problems.
Was...
There was this whole trauma. He had like a transplant.
That's
no,
right.
a heart
yeah,
transplant?
I'm pretty sure. Because
they
like
came out at the VMAs, like people applauded, like they
yeah.
were like they were glad that
it was
that
serious.
They were,
and him and Nick were cousins, if I remember
Brian
correctly.
Brian
Littrell.
Okay,
I think him and Nick are cousins.
He is a contemporary Christian recording artist currently.
Mm,
which
interesting.
Is
awesome. Switch places.
Very interesting.
Personal life. He there's no mention of his heart problems, but apart from that, he's super religious.
Okay.
But
well,
maybe someone else had
still
heart problems that you love.
Somebody
he's
in
still super cute.
Boys had heart problems. I thought it was him.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Broken
let's,
hearts.
Everyone
let's all be disappointed
tweet,
by our
tweet at us with your Backstreet Boys.
Wait,
heart
Michael,
problems.
Who's yours?
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, so this is difficult because obviously no one's going to know.
They don't need to. They
okay.
can Google it.
So, Ant and Deck?
Yeah, oh, right.
So, Deck.
They're pretty cute.
No, sorry, Ant. I don't know.
Which one?
Are you saying
ant,
like, with a T?
Yeah, ant. A-N-T and deck.
Something and deck.
D-E-C, right?
I was really hoping you were going to say blur.
So they are like, oh, Damon Albarn, yes. But that was later in my life. So ant and deck are like the Ryan Seacrest of the UK.
But if they were
two
people.
Of them. So I like the guy on the right here.
Clearly, because the other guy has two big
He's got
a
five
forehead.
Heads, right?
What the fuck is that?
I know, but it's...
Whoa.
But they're both, they're both
what
so
are those
cute.
Eyebrows? The combination of the two.
They're so cute.
It's deck.
So
I mean,
cute.
It's definitely deck because they always stand in the right order.
Wait,
so
that's not Photoshop. That man's forehead.
I know.
Oh.
I'm not even,
but they're
not trying to be mean. That's
But they're both adorable.
You are.
And basically any TV show you watch from the UK.
Yeah, they host a lot of stuff in the UK.
Doing a lady
so we lived in the UK. If you're watching TV, these two guys are
So which one did you have?
But he's shorter than me.
He is very short, but he's cute. And they're both from
Newcastle. I don't have a lot of benefits in my life, but one of them is that I'm a little bit tall.
And you're a white cis guy?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
Okay, okay.
I'm a white cis guy who's tall, which at Starbucks, that is the least you can be, is to be tall. I'm not a venti. I'm not a grande. I'm a tall.
Okay. I think on that note... we've all discussed our first crushes, and Hampton
we have half a gigabyte
Hampton
of audio at this point.
Has now compared himself to a cappuccino.
Yeah, all I've got is tall.
Anyway,
I'm tall.
So
you know, that's a really good person. When somebody says like, "Oh, I like them. They're really tall," I'm gonna be like, "At least like they're not a venti though."
And they'll look at you like you delivered that not as well as Hampton did.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I ripped that off from a UCB.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so thank you for listening. We will be back next week.
No, we'll be back whenever the fuck we put up another episode. So subscribe, because you'll miss
thank
that
Thank you
otherwise.
To Lauren and Jesse for joining
Lauren,
us.
Jesse, thank you. Thank you.
Anytime.
No. No. Woo! Billy!
I feel like I should apologize
Billy Joel.
To the listeners.
For what?
Piano Man.
For everything.
You can do that. You can do that on Twitter and we'll retweet
it. Yeah, we'll just retweet your apologies for everyone else. All right, good night.
Good night.
Bye.